Hello, welcome to Digital Citizenship in the Digital World. I'm your host, Angela Peters. The purpose of this podcast is to talk things tech-related, online privacy, digital wellness, copyright-related, digital storage, and how to behave in a digital world. So let's get started. Hello, everyone! Welcome back for another episode of Digital Citizenship in a Digital World. Today, we are going to talk about books, ebooks, reading apps, and how it relates to the digital world. First off, summer is approaching. Kids, teens, and college students are getting out of school for the summer. And that being said, at this time of year, which is during the summer, libraries are offering their summer reading programs for where kids and teens, and even adults, which could mean college students, read different genres of books and read a certain number of books to win a prize. Back when I was growing up, I read a lot. I read mostly nonfiction, but I read some fiction too. Also, when I was a young child, we didn't have tablets for reading ebooks, just hardback and paperback books, and even maybe even audiobooks on CD or tape, whatever, CD or tape. To this day, as I get older and technology is evolving and increasing, we now have options besides physical and audiobooks on CD. We have ebook reading apps. This is an important topic because there's people out there who are extreme book lovers and who love to read a lot. And I mean read a lot. That being said, those people who are book lovers and or who love to read magazines probably want to keep large amounts or volumes of books and magazines on their shelves in their houses that it takes so much space. And I really mean so much space. That being said, if you are one of those people who are like me and fit under that description, like myself, then maybe getting a tablet is a good idea and putting ebook reading apps on your tablet would be a good idea to read ebooks. That you can buy ebooks and you store it in a reading app. We are going to talk about tablets later on, but it will be in a different episode. Personally, I think it's good to have ebooks on one device and not own as much hardback and paperback books. I think everyone who's a book lover should own 85 to 95% of books on their reading apps under the ebook option. I think books that are standard chapter books and in black and white, or black and white photos are in books, which most books are, should be bought via ebook version and should, and I mean should, be stored via a reading app. There are also times when I myself rather have the physical hardback and paperback books. Here is a list where I rather have the physical hardback and paperback books. Number one, ding, 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 ding. Journals and books with journal reflection questions. These type of books, I rather have the hardback and paperback books due to journaling a lot, and I enjoy filling out the reflection questions to practice my handwriting. So I have a bunch of journals. Number two. Ding, 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 ding. DIY books and how to do books. These books I will keep the hardback and paperback books because these books will have step by step and how to do something and demonstrate something. And then it's not good to have on a tablet. Which also with these books, you know, tech isn't always good with certain books, in my opinion. Number three, ding, 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 ding. Interior decorating books and home and garden books. These are also books I wouldn't want to have on an ebook, tablet, and app, because I love touching the pages and feeling the pages like the old days, and look at the houses and gardens in these books, magazines, etc. Number 4. Ding, 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 ding! Books that have colorful pictures and illustrations. I love having a physical books with colorful pictures and illustrations that I wouldn't be able to do on a tablet, as tech messes that up. Number 5. Ding, 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 ding! Magazines. Magazines are ones I keep on the shelves, i.e. keep in the physical copies, because they have pictures in the magazines, which a lot of magazines are just better to own physical for most, in my preference. Number 6. Ding, 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 ding! Yearbooks. I love owning the yearbooks, the physical and hardback, because not only you sign things and you sign the yearbook that's like a greeting card, but they have photo memories and it brings back your childhood, and yearbooks are like your school memories. So that's why I rather have the yearbook physical cover. Number 7, ding, 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 photo books. First off, I have Scott Senior pictures back in 09. Graduated high school in 2010, and I got senior pictures. Well, I have a photo book of all my senior pictures, and that's something I would rather have the hardback paperback on. These are the reasons I would keep the hardcover and paperback books, as the reasons I listed. That being said, as most books are in black and white, or at least a majority of them are, those books I would rather own on a reading app for ebooks. That being said, every, and I mean every, parent should encourage their child or teen to read more and use a tablet to read ebooks, whether it be to buy the ebook or rent an ebook from the local library using several different apps. Now, I'm going to give you a list of reading apps, probably about 4 reading apps that I know of and that I'm familiar with that is a place to buy ebooks. Let me repeat that. 4 reading apps that I know of and that I'm familiar with that is a good place to buy ebooks. Here it is. Number 1, ding, 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 the Amazon Kindle app. This is an amazing app and can be used on any tablet to read ebooks. I really, really, really enjoy this app as it has lots of good ebooks, and you can get a Kindle Unlimited membership where you can read the ebooks without having to buy the ebooks. Also, you can use it for free for 3 to 6 months, and then after that time is up, you might have to pay a small fee each month. What I also like about this app is it tells you about what percentage of your book you're completed at, as for how much left you have to read until you finish your ebook, where it be says on there 37% or 75% or 90%. The ebook on the Amazon Kindle app will tell you what percentage you are at for reading your ebook. Number 2. Ding, 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 ding! Google Play. This is also a good app to buy ebooks. This is also can be used on just about every tablet except maybe the Amazon Kindle, as the Amazon Kindle app can be used on any tablet as well. But Google Play can be used on any tablet for Google Play Books. This app also has good choices of ebooks. I do want to add with Google Play that recently I just found out you can have a family account where you sign up and you can share with up to 5 people. You can share movies, TV shows, and ebooks and games, etc. And we are going to get into movies and TV shows, whatever, in a different episode. But I'm just telling you, Google Play offers that. Number 3. Ding, 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 ding. Apple iBooks. I like this app as well, as it tells you the percentage how much you are completed with your ebook. And that being said, the thing about the Apple iBooks, there is a downside. The downside of the Apple iBooks is it can only be used on Apple products, which I wish it was offered on every tablet. But now that they only offer it on Apple products, then I need 2 tablets. You know, I have one right now, but need to buy another one just to read my Apple iBooks. Number 4. Ding, 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 ding. The Nook app. The Nook app for ebooks is through Barnes & Noble. I like this app, and it's good for any tablet. But I'm going to be honest with you. It is not, I repeat, it is not as user-friendly in my opinion. Now that we went over the reading apps that you can buy ebooks, I want to give you a list where you can rent ebooks, and some maybe from your local public library or college universities or even K-12 school libraries. So I'm going to give you a list of ebooks apps that you can rent ebooks or even e-magazines. So, number 1, ding, 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 Overdrive and Libby. This app, or I should say these apps, because Libby's through Overdrive, you can use this to rent ebooks through your local public library or K-12 schools. This is an amazing choice, as you can rent ebooks on Overdrive to put on your tablet. And I've heard about Overdrive, and I just heard this absolutely amazing things about it. Number 2. Ding, 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 ding. Hoopla. This is another good source to rent not only ebooks, but movies, TV shows, music, and more that you can put on your ebook rentals or TV rentals, whatever, on your tablet. And I think this, if you're a movie, TV person, not so much a book person, Hoopla is an excellent choice, better than maybe Overdrive. Whew. Number 3. Ding, 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 ding. EBSCOhost reading app. This is a good app for renting ebooks through your college, university libraries. And this is an amazing source for even K-12 schools, your local public libraries, and special libraries. Number 4. Ding, 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 ding. Flipster. This app is a good resource to let everyone rent magazines, if you want to go that route, over the physical copies, to rent magazines from their local public library. Again, rent magazines from their local public library for Flipster. Number 5. Ding, 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 ding. Sawara. This is a good app for K-12 students to borrow ebooks and audiobooks in the school libraries. Very good source. You know, if you're into audiobooks, maybe not ebooks as much, maybe I think Sawara would be a good choice. To conclude this episode, reading in the digital world is growing. And my personal belief is everyone should limit how much physical magazines and books they should own and buy or rent. I mean buy or rent more ebooks or audiobooks or e-magazines and put it on their devices, whether it be a tablet or phone, so like a smartphone. Excuse me. Tech, as I stated in my previous episodes, may be impacting us in a bad way. But just remember that not all tech is bad and that tech plays a positive role in our lives as well. And I mean, really, like ebooks and stuff, this is an example of how it plays a positive impact on our lives, not this social media crap. Thank you for tuning in for this episode of Digital Citizenship in a Digital World. I'm your host, Angela Peters, and I'll see you next time for a new and next episode for Digital Citizenship in a Digital World. Thank you.